Christopher Simpson is an author and professor at American University in Washington, D.C.
The CIA's operational directorate, in other words, that's our covert operations, paramilitary, dirty tricks, call it whatever you want, has for at least 40 years that we can document paid for a significant amount of its work through the sales of heroin and cocaine. Happened in Vietnam, happened in Afghanistan, it happens in South America, it happened in the Iran-Contra affair.
In 1987, Oliver North was investigated for his role in the covert drugs for arms operation. The Iran-Contra hearings proved that the CIA smuggled cocaine to fund the Nicaraguan-Contra army.
The intelligence agencies of this country, by God, should be involved in this battle instead of working with the scum of the earth, which they've been doing.
East to the land.
Former DEA agent Ceylan Castillo discovered the CIA drug smuggling operation at Ilopango Air Force Base, El Salvador.
My name is Ceylan Castillo.
I started seeing all this. I started documenting and writing reports. And I was forewarned by my supervisor that if I kept it up, I was going to kick the other country and send back. When I approached the ambassador in El Salvador and I go, look, the contras here at Ilopango Airport, your airport, they're flying drugs. They sell it. My name is the White House. There's nothing I can do about it. And I was devastated because I was, first of all, trying to justify what they were doing. So this
needs to be louder.
There's something here that's not right.
When we were complicitous as a country in narcotics traffic at the same time as we're spending countless dollars in this country to try to get rid of this problem, it's mind-boggling.
See, we go back. Every drug trafficker that was flying for the Contras were all documented in DEA files, and yet they were getting U.S. visas to fly to the U.S. by the Central Intelligence Agency.